Safety Net Studio presents.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Oh, big spider.
No.
Big spider?
No.
How big?
No. Huge fucking spider in here.
How big?
There's the bonus content.
Yeah.
Welcome to Wheeler After Dark with Dave Candace, Jaguar producer Tal Mash, and the giant fucking spider in Candace's studio.
Stick around for the bonus track on that one. Holy shit.
How big? Is it big?
Yeah.
Like tarantula size big?
Oh, it's a tarantula. It's 100% a tarantula.
Oh, fuck.
Remember.
I'm like, literally, I'm literally having a Mexican standoff with it. I'm staring at it because I don't know what else to
don't
do.
Don't fucking look it right in the eyes.
all eight eyes.
So over this fucking place. So over it.
Now, don't forget, they want nothing to do with you. As long as you don't go after it and try to kill it, then it won't defend itself and bite you. They're not venomous.
Until it comes flying in my face and
no, they don't jump. They don't jump.
And then like gouges my eyes out and makes babies in my eyes.
Face hugger from fucking Alien.
Makes babies in your eyes? That's awesome.
Know.
Are you writing a metal album?
I actually probably have enough content for the last 2 months of my life to write one. I actually think, because I'm in your studio, Dave, it's in the corner, I actually think it's making a baby's nest.
Okay, well, let's talk to Roberto about that one. No, Ricardo. Is it Ricardo? Ricardo's the guy.
I'm gonna lose it. This is it right here, guys. You heard it.
Oh, man.
Back. How did it get in? Why, who let it in?
How did it get in?
Don't they just get into places?
Door,
yeah, isn't there just a million options?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can just go anywhere. They can flatten themselves out.
They don't really seal anything, yeah. Speaking of fucked up shit that happened in the house, Candace Ray, do you want to tell the story about the phone call that you made to me on Thursday evening?
Thursday. Which is that? Is that the water or the dog?
Dog.
Which shit show day was that?
let's start with the dog.
Oh, I know. This is such a hard story to tell. It's so, so hard to tell. I'm still struggling with it. I was making pasta in the kitchen. And we have an upstairs, and on the upstairs, there's a way to go out on the roof. You basically, it's two swinging doors, you walk out on the roof, and that's where the laundry would be. You would hang up your laundry and everything. And you can walk out there, you could put like patio sets up there, whatever. And it's the top of the atrium. So there's been some times where we've seen a cat in the neighborhood just hanging out on the top of that atrium.
Yeah, it's like a upward view of their asshole, like right down on top of the atrium.
Yeah, I got to.
Yeah. Oh, you saw the picture.
I got to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I send Jaguar pictures of it all the time. He's making a calendar.
Yeah.
Different sunlights?
Yeah. Different.
It's the moonlight.
The different shadows cast
different
on the butthole. Oh,
continue.
This is the most terrifying show I've ever done. I'm literally doing a show with a tarantula staring at me.
Just ignore it. Ignore it. At this point, he's as scared of you.
Ignore it.
He's as scared of you as you are of it. If not
more. Oh, no. I think it's not an equal fear right here.
Can't you just coexist?
We can coexist. I know your wife always says to sing to it.
Yeah, sing to it. Sing your metal song to it.
Isn't it with tarantulas, you're not supposed to breathe on them, right? Or something like that.
You just don't really fuck with them. Yeah. They're like, hey, I'll leave you alone. Leave me alone. Why are you coming closer? You're coming closer. Now you're blowing on me and you're bitten.
Yeah.
I just hope it's not that poisonous one that they talk about.
No, there's no poisonous tarantulas there. It's the snakes.
Well, I'm not a spider doctor. I don't know that's a tarantula.
Does it have a red bum? Is it furry?
These are real questions.
It's big. It's black. It's...
No, not the...
It's Kelly Butler.
No, not your housekeeper.
Yeah. We're talking about the tarantula.
Or, sorry, air quotations, housekeeper.
Its legs are fat. Its body is fat.
Is it, does it look furry?
It looks terrifying.
Okay.
All right, let's go back to the story. Yeah. As long as, if I, you know what? If I scream and I run out, I'm done for the show. Have a great rest of your show.
Okay. Fair enough.
Just be audio running on the background. Maybe the tarantula will join you.
Yeah.
Let's give him a name.
That would be actually hilarious to see it on the camera.
Ooh, Charles.
Charles
is in charge.
Yeah, there we go.
Ooh, Charlie bit me.
No!
We're not making this any better, are we?
No! I wish you guys were in this studio.
No, I wouldn't.
It's the best way to make an awkward situation better is be funny about it.
Yeah, make jokes about it.
I would. Easy.
No. Nope.
It's just a spider. Nope. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, you don't like spiders, Tommy?
Oh, no. Nope.
What kind of spiders would you get back in Slovakia?
I have all kinds, but like you don't have tarantulas, but like the ones you see around here.
Same ones here, yeah. Okay. Okay, back to the story.
Okay, so, making dinner upstairs. So those doors are closed. The kids are upstairs. And cats are in the house, dogs in the house. All of a sudden I hear Angus say, "Oh, Baloney." And that's one of the cats that we've just named who kind of comes around and hangs out. It's a big gray cat. Big gray cat. Like double the size of my cats.
It's a great name for a cat. Also,
yeah, Baloney. Super big cat. Yeah,
I like that.
So these swinging doors, if you push on the doors, they'll just swing right open, right? Like a saloon style door. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of doors they are.
Yeah.
And so Angus is like, "Oh, Baloney." And Alma, our little cat that we have, our little rescue cat, came around the corner and saw it, hissed. The big cat, Baloney, hissed, jumps up on the screen, flies into the house, and all of a sudden the cats just started fighting. Like a rah, rah. So I'm downstairs and I hear Angus yell and I hear the cats fighting. So I don't know that this is Baloney. I think maybe it's our cats. I go up running up the stairs, but the second I go running up the stairs, Panda's gonna go running up the stairs.
Ooh,
Panda's now
yeah.
on high alert. Well, she goes running up the stairs, and the way that our stairs are, they're split. So you have like a middle landing, and then you go up. There's like 17 stairs going up, 18, whatever. But there's like a halfway through, there's a landing. I get to the landing. The cat comes flying towards me.
Which cat? Panda, which cat? Baloney or our cat?
Baloney comes flying towards me to try and get down the stairs.
Right.
Obviously, this cat's been in this house before. Coming down the stairs, and Panda opens her mouth and takes it and grabs it on the back of its neck and just starts shaking it, like
ragdolling
the shit out of it,
as dogs
and
do.
And I'm screaming, and I'm like, "Panda, drop it!" And I'm out of my mind at this point. I'm like, "Panda, get off!" And she's just not letting go. And this probably lasted for 5-10 seconds, but which felt like forever. And I grab the side of her mouth and like try and prod it. And at this point, I have my knee and I kind of like hoof her in the side to let go of the cat. So she lets go of the cat, and now there's blood. There's blood, and there's the smell, the horrific smell of cat piss. The cat falls out of her mouth after I kind of pried it open. Cat jumps up the wall. Piss goes everywhere, flies up the stairs, and then Angus is standing at the top of the stairs, freaked out, and the cat goes running to the door. He runs, opens up the door. The cat goes out that top back door that it came in. I have just, there's blood, there's pee, there's hair everywhere. I've yelled in my life, but I've never in my life yelled as much as I yelled at Panda in that moment. I was so angry. Top of the lungs screamed, "Panda, get downstairs." And I just couldn't believe what happened. It was like the most chaotic 25 seconds of my life, 30 seconds of my life. I got downstairs. I walked down. I felt bad. I'm like, "Panda, no." Because at this point, there's blood on the floor. I think she's killed this cat. I feel empathy for the cat. I scream at Panda, turn around, there's Odin shaking, crying, because he's just witnessed a cat, blood, pee, a cat fight. Angus is at the top of the stairs shaking. I'm shaking, and I realize, oh shit, like, snap out of it. Like, you gotta take control of the situation. So I'm like, "I'm so sorry, Odin. Like, Mom, you know, I'm just so mad at Panda. I'm really worried." He's like, "What about the cat? Did Panda kill the cat?" And I was like, "I don't know about it. Like, I don't know." And Angus comes downstairs. He's like, "Mom, it smells." I'm like, I know. And then I just like, "Hey, guys, just give me, you know, why don't we grab some water? You guys, just grab some water. I'm just going to call Dad." Because I knew I needed to be talked off the ledge. Because I'm pissed. I am so angry that our cat did that. And Dave gets on the phone with me and politely tries to calm me down.
Managed.
Because you did what I always ask you to do, which is like count 10, 9, 8, breathe. And I'm just so panicked.
I'm amazed you remember that, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, no, I remember that.
Really?
And then
was
you
that,
said to me.
Like, oh, yeah. You talked to her right after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I was distraught. And I was like, Dave, I'm so angry at Panda. And then you said,
I'm actually quite proud of her.
Right.
I think she did what she's been trained to do, which is protect the family. And that was an entity that wasn't supposed to be in the house and came in the house and was threatening our animals. And Panda jumped to it. Fuck this cat.
I gotta say, I kind of feel the same.
Yeah, I understand what he said. And in the moment, I was like, okay, Dave, I get what you're saying. It's a feral cat. Shouldn't be in my house. Why is it there? It was the trauma of the cat being thrown around, blood on my walls, piss everywhere, the screaming, you know, all of that. It was just too much.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just too much. And I get it. I do. I get it. Like, her job is to protect us. That's mm-hmm. a dog. That's the job of the dog.
Yep.
If something comes in, she's not letting it get through to the family. And our cat, you said this to me. You're like, that cat that came into our house was attacking a family member.
Mm-hmm.
So she did what she was supposed
yeah.
to do.
Mm-hmm. Was it Alma that?
Yeah, the kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Alma's yeah. okay?
Alma's okay. And I thought for the last two, because that was Wednesday, for the last 2 to 3 days, I thought that cat for sure was dead. Like, I don't know, because she just grabbed, there was blood. It wasn't like a grotesque amount of blood, but enough blood that you're like, ugh, like, what if she grabbed it by the neck? Or I don't know exactly where she got it. But this morning, the cat was sprawled on that sunroof cleaning itself.
It came back?
Yeah.
What is that thing's fucking stupid?
I'm still alive, motherfucker.
Now it's just taunting,
I was so
Panda.
Happy. I've never been so happy to see an asshole in my life. Like, oh my
wait,
God,
what about when I showed up in Mexico?
Okay, second favorite.
That's crazy. That would be intense.
So
that would be very intense.
Yeah.
How was Angus with all that? Where was he? What was he doing?
You know, we did. Well, the kids stayed up a lot longer. Angus actually was, he wanted to stay up and talk for a few hours, which we did. He really needed to be like, you know, we just chatted about it. Odin was scared, and he's never, ever asked in, he's 9 years old. He's never asked to sleep in our bed. We're not a shared bed family. That's not kind of our thing.
Nope.
And he's just like, Mom, can I lay down beside you? I'm so just freaked out because he thought the cat was dead, right? This is a cat that they've seen.
Yeah.
The, you know,
they named it.
Times.
It has a name.
So, yeah.
The kids named him Baloney.
Yeah, that's why you don't name stuff.
Right. Yeah, you learn that pretty quick growing up on a farm.
Well, don't name
Baloney's
shit.
Baloney's a shit name too, right?
Like, I like that name. I think it's good.
I mean, like the context of Baloney. You know, you're like, oh, okay.
What are your animals' names? Dog, cat, and cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was really intense. It was really, really an intense moment. And my levels were high for that the rest of the evening. And then, of course, you're just worried the next day, like, did your dog kill a cat? Are you going to get a text message from a neighbor being like, does anybody know what happened to my cat? Like, it's just like the whole thing.
Yeah, my dog killed it and it pissed in my house.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, and it bled in my house. Come clean this shit up.
Yeah,
fuck.
And the smell of cat pee is impossible to get out. Ugh. So I'm still dealing with it. I've been wiping the walls 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Sorry, a day.
Vinegar.
Wiping them down with vinegar, cleaner, and it still smells like cat
yeah,
pee.
Yeah, cleaner ain't going to do shit. It's
bleach?
Vinegar. Or bleach doesn't do a whole lot. It's vinegar
is
your best thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Lemon?
Yeah, I
can't. Oh, yeah, I can't wait. Good idea, Tommy.
Just get into the lemons.
Well, it doesn't smell like cat pee, but Candace is dead. But I'm sure you're right. Lemon or lime would be probably very effective. Mm.
Just get the kids to clean. They're not allergic, are they?
Ugh, I don't know. Our son had an allergic reaction this morning. Last night, our roofs were leaking. I have atriums in the house. They were leaking. The walls were leaking water from the rain. I don't know. I feel like I'm living in... Tell me if this is a thing. Am I living in the wrong timeline? Is it possible that I forced myself out of it? This is fucked. I know what I'm about to say. It's pretty fucked.
Oh, I love this. I'm already interested.
You know, like, what do you think of... Where should we be living? We should be living in Winnipeg. We should be living where Dave's job is, or where I could be getting, you know, I work for a Canadian company. It makes sense. We didn't. We moved out of that, right? We made these decisions. Now, Dave's back. It's been super, super hard. He's been in Winnipeg. We knew this was a challenge that we were going to make. But it seems like, and I'm not kidding, only one day of the 6 week Dave's been gone that I haven't dealt with something, whether it be water, electricity out, you know, ants, like, and they're like large things. Like the water leaking from the house wasn't a little bit of a leak. I'm talking, I had buckets around, the walls were leaking. So now I'm, I had this thought.
The
this
walls
morning,
were weeping blood after the death of the feral cat.
Yeah, like I wouldn't be concerned about the water on the walls. If it's blood, then maybe call somebody.
But... God cried after his creature was destroyed.
Now, do you think, here's, okay, let's go down your thought process. Do you think that if we're going to pretend we're in Candace's little world, if Dave was there, would these things still be happening, but Dave would be there to deal with it? Or if Dave was there, these things wouldn't be happening?
I think they would still be happening. Of course, if he was here and he was dealing with it, then that would take some of the pressure
off. Okay, so you're not too far gone into space already.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're saying all this.
No, I feel like it's possible that I'm trying so hard to stay out of, like, stay in Mexico, stay in this space that it's like, you're not supposed to be here.
Maybe don't try so hard.
I'm not trying. Everything else is trying to kill me.
I don't think anything's trying to kill you.
How's the spider doing?
It crawled behind the...
Yeah, and is it trying to kill you? No. Just sharing a space with you.
Maybe it's prepping.
Have you ever seen... It's prepping. It's building its battle plan.
Okay, what about
the spider's sitting there looking at you going, heard about the fucking cat.
Don't come at me. Go at Panda. I didn't do anything. I cleaned it. You know what I mean, though? Like, at some point, you just feel like, ugh, maybe I'm just not in the right spot.
I just think you're going through a fucking string of bad luck. And I know that sounds very basic, but I honestly just think that one thing, one mistake compounds into an error, compounds into this, and multiplies into this. And it just seems like, I'll give you a perfect example. I didn't realize how tired I was. I know that I'm not comparing these two at all, but just to kind of put it into perspective sometimes.
He's going
to
compare them.
No, I'm not comparing them. I'm not comparing them.
Just to put it in perspective, I'm going to do a comparison.
I didn't realize how tired I actually was because I wasn't physically tired. Like, what I do is not physically demanding, but I didn't realize how mentally tired I was until this morning when I was on such a short fucking fuse with both Jasmine and Tyler.
You just played me that one little clip.
Yeah.
And I can only assume the rest of the show was similar.
Oh, is that about the eye thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard that?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in perfect example, Candace and I were chatting last night because after the tattoo show, I had to go back into the studio and we're talking through a few things. And I was even on edge then, too. Like, I mean, I didn't feel physically tired, but I just wasn't aware of how much I needed rest. And again, not comparing, but I just think that all these things happening, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be something as simple as, you know, a light going out or the edge of the bed knocked you in the leg. Like, everything just seems so fucking grand. And don't get me wrong, all these things are extremely grand. They really, really are. It's just now you're in this mentality of like, what fucking next? Let's go. You're in the depths of it right now. The good news is that you'll always get out, just a matter of when. But you're just in the fucking thick of it right now.
I have a theory that you being grouchy and underslept or whatever you want to call it, and a lot of this over this next level intensity that Candace is going through, kind of all started when we stopped drinking.
Candace,
I just want to put it out
there. The man brings up a point.
I'm willing to sacrifice my
this kind of all started
start doing it again
when we stopped drinking.
Yeah,
I think we need to do an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Should we have a drink?
Let's do it in 2 weeks.
I would love to do it now. And only because I don't want to put her through two more weeks of this.
Candace,
so if you guys drink,
yeah.
Then my life gets better.
Things will get better for you.
The butterfly effect or whatever.
Butterfly effect. Yeah, you took away a big thing.
I was putting out a lot of waves into the universe with all the drinks I was drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And now I stopped and the world's changing. And frankly, it's not changing. Getting better. Tell me the world's getting better in the last 2 weeks. No.
No, not really.
No, see?
No. I mean, you're driving a fucking scooter around town, so this goes to show you how far down we've gone.
Yeah, I am.
No! You played that music in the middle of the night.
It's music news you can use. For May 15th, 2023. You were the last good thing about this morning Saturday.
Fall Out Boy have reflected on the 20th anniversary of their debut album, Take This to Your Grave, describing it as a lightning strike accident of a record that absolutely changed their lives. Pete Wentz, Andy Hurley, and Patrick Stump were speaking with Enemy.com and said this of the anniversary.
Listen, we were like, you know, we are, but we were a really like weird punk band that came out of like hardcore and like randomly ended up on TRL and like were shot into like this like vortex of, you know what I mean? And like, I'm just like so happy that we like made it out as the same four guys. And like, I think I'm most proud that we like exist, like we 20 years in and we're like talking about music we made this year. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that or when I caught the touchdown pass from Doug Flutie at the flag football game. That was pretty cool, too.
That was the other one I was thinking.
That is my personal proudest moment. Your achievement, yes.
The band's eighth album, So Much for Stardust, came out in March of this year. Pantera performed their first U.S. show in 22 years last weekend. Here's how it sounded. Back in December, Pantera headlined the Hell in Heaven Festival in Mexico, marking their first live performance in more than 21 years. And finally, Nikki Sixx has given fans an update on new Motley Crue music, saying songs for their next album are officially done. Back in April, the founding member and bassist of the metal icon shared a picture of himself, drummer Tommy Lee, and new guitarist John Five in a songwriting session, confirming that the band were back in studio. Sixx also said the band were working with producer Barry Pointer. He took to his Twitter page last month to confirm the news, saying, quote, "We are writing. The creative process of songwriting has always been the heartbeat of our band." Now he's given a further update, saying on Twitter, quote, "Hit the studio with the Vince Neil today in London. The new Motley Crue songs are 100% officially done and ready for the mix," unquote. The band are about to embark on a summer tour with Def Leppard, though it's not clear yet if they plan to debut any new material live. That's music news you can use for May 15th, 2023. I'm Dave Wheeler.
I looked on the single bed. My heart was at her feet. She sang a song, the old, old theme, in accent low and sweet.
It'll be just a little higher pitch.
Oh, I pulled into the studio today, Candace Ray, and it was weird. I was backing the Jeep in, and I ran over this children's toy, and then I looked, and I was like, oh, fuck, that was Tim Scooter.
Who the fuck is Tim?
So, Jaguar, how has it been driving it around?
I love it. It's super fun. I love it. Yeah.
How do people treat you when you're driving?
On Bishop Grandin or whatever it's called now, they're not excited about it.
Get off the road, asshole!
Because it doesn't go quite as fast as they are, but in general, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aside from almost dying on Portage Avenue.
I almost got smoked on Portage Saturday night.
That was me, sorry.
Yeah. It wasn't a purple Jeep, was it?
Early Saturday evening, I almost got fucking T-boned on Portage, but other than that, it's been great.
Did you, like, when you say almost, like, it was just like you stopped, they stopped, you had a moment?
I had to swerve around the front of his vehicle. He almost hit me. And I was going 65, like, that would hurt, like, fucking hell.
Well, it hurt you a lot more than him.
He wouldn't be hurt at all.
Yeah, no. Right. No, he probably just went over.
Unless
I
could get up and hurt him after that happened.
He just would have grabbed a Kleenex and went, ooh, just wipe that off. Yeah. On my way. Just a bump of the road. Now, this time of year, I've seen a lot of the brooms out, a lot of the big machines out, cleaning up the streets from all of the shit that we put down for traction in the wintertime. Has that or the potholes fucked with you at all?
Nope, we're okay.
Okay.
Dust in my face is annoying.
Yep.
So I bought a helmet, and it's like not a full helmet. It doesn't cover my whole face, but it has like a visor thing.
Okay.
I bought one of those, but I'm realizing that until the dust has literally settled in this city, I should probably wear my full helmet. And then I made the mistake of not wearing it today, so that sucked.
I know you're going to love this, but wear a mask.
No.
Like a bandana.
I'm not doing
like that. Not a surgical mask, but get like one of those bandanas.
I'm still not.
There's a reason why guys do it is because they're not, so they're not sucking in dust.
Yeah. I'm going to wear my full face helmet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
When are you getting painted?
Have you seen Dyson came out with something maybe that you'd be interested in?
Oh, the thing that makes you look like fucking Bane from Batman.
Oh, did they put out a Bane mask?
Yeah.
Do you talk like Bane when you're wearing it?
I'm breathing clean air. and there's headphones attached to it, too. So you can, you know, you can look cool listening to music while you look like an asshole.
I thought you were talking about those COVID bubbles. That
oh, they have those, too? Yeah. Fuck.
Well, I haven't seen those. Yeah. I saw the one that's just a mask that goes over your nose and your mouth, and it helps regulate the air and clean the air for you.
Oh, my God. Give me the dirty air. I'll take it. I get sick less than almost everyone in this on the mics right now.
Except when you're in Mexico.
Except when I'm in Mexico.
When you're pissing out of your ass.
Yeah, I mean, there's that.
And you get sick twice.
Yeah. But normally I don't.
I don't want to give you the dad speech, but I'll give you the Cole's notes of what my dad told me. You're fucking invisible to other drivers out there. Like, it's one thing to be on a motorcycle, even more so on a scooter. Like,
yeah, I'm learning that.
Like, people can sit there and wave at you and still forget that you're there as soon as they look away.
Someone in a scooter waved at me today, and I just felt like I felt like such a loser.
Did you wave back?
No.
I don't wave at the Jeep people. Fuck them.
But then we ended up stopped at a light together, and he's like, hey. And I'm like, hey, man.
Fuck off.
Hey, you're going somewhere on two wheels, huh? Yeah. Me too.
Honestly, it's fun, though. I like booting around in it.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, it's a good time.
What'd you get it up to? What is it red line at?
I think right now 73, 74.
Okay.
And then
I ordered a few parts to change it.
Ooh.
And it's going
to... You're going to take the restrictor bolt off?
Yeah. I got to get it to 80.
Yeah.
And so the parts I ordered should get me to 80 kilometers
an hour. So you can drive on Bishop like the big boys?
Yeah. Like I just don't want to be slower than 80.
Mm. Have you pulled up to a client yet?
No.
Are you going to?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Driving that thing. I'm in the cannabis industry. It's like people are going to love it. It's fun, though, but I don't like the color, so I got to paint it. I'm painting it.
Why don't you like the color? It's Ferrari red.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why. It'll come in last and everything.
Be like me on Bishop Grandin.
So when you drive in the lane, do you drive like in the middle of the lane, on the right side or the left side of the lane?
Usually the right side. Yeah.
Like on the shoulder?
I'll drive on the right side of the lane in case people want to sneak past me when I'm going slower than them.
The first couple times that happens, that's a bit of a trip. You're like, oh, fuck, okay, hold on. Hold. Have you had a big truck go by yet? Like I'm talking a city truck.
Whew.
So yeah,
that's fine. I've driven scooters before. Like
those will pucker your asshole.
I've driven scooters in countries where the traffic laws are nil.
Right.
And so that shit's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's fine. I love doing it. You boot around. You're in this little thing. You're I don't know. It's kind of fun. I've been driving it around for 3 days.
Right.
I figured it out. You know how much I've spent on gas in 3 days? I think about $3.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'll take the thimble full of regular, please.
If you fill it with premium, it's $6.
Oh, you big spender, you. Fucking break in the bank.
Premium.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, daughter. No volleyball after school. Dad's got to afford gas in the scooter.
That part's pretty nice. But I need to paint it. So next.
Are you going
to
do Jaguar colors? Are you going to give it a wrap?
No, I've picked the colors already. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
We'll talk about it when it's done.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I can't.
But overall, my review would be.
I hope you get a fucking
awesome.
Small picture of a fucking lady with big titties shooting at the
laser
at the moon.
I should do that.
After, yeah.
Yeah. Go like full 80s Astro Van.
Howling at the moon.
Oh, that's good too.
Right.
A cat pissing all over my house?
A bloody cat.
A bloody cat pissing on my house.
What about a St. Bernard ragdolling a fucking
cat?
Yeah,
I'll get a decal made of panda ragdolling a cat.
Even better, get a picture of Candace squishing the tarantula.
Oh, my God.
By the way, Candace, I...
Are you going to take it for a ride before you leave today?
Fuck yeah.
Go for a little rip? Tommy did earlier.
I took it for a spin.
Absolutely.
Wiped out a couple times only.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, he's getting a paint
job. No scratches.
Yeah, I'm painting it anyway. Yeah. It's fun.
I was driving behind this little SUV, one of those hybrids, kind of like the size of a Rogue. Can't remember what it was. And because I was fixated on the St. Bernard, the head of the St. Bernard had a tinted window. Like, oh, that's a boxy head. I can tell right away. And I figured I was coming down Waverly, and they were turning onto Hearst, so I knew they were going to that little dog park just south of the shelter. And so I followed them, and I pulled in, and I said, "Hey," I said, "how are you?" And I said, "I noticed your dog in the back of your vehicle." I said, "Is there any chance that you got that just outside of Beausejour?" And they said, "Yeah." And I said, "I think I got my dog from the same place." And I said, "How old's your dog?" They said, 2. So, Candace, I think they're like dogs that are panda's age. I think they bred those as well. So I think this would be panda's niece named Charlotte.
Do I have to have them over for dinner now?
Yes. Yeah. I have to buy them a dowry and, yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Did you take numbers? Jeez. Did you invite them to our wedding?
Or no.
Are they coming to be guest hosts on the next podcast?
No, I just want to see the dog. I don't care about the fucking people.
Nobody does. Fuck people.
Yeah. They were old and fucking flaky.
You want to talk about not feeling the same about people as you do for animals, even if they're not real animals? Mm. I went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy 3 last night.
Oh, man.
I cried.
Good.
Like, multiple times.
Right?
Yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Candace.
Yeah. No, like, no joke.
It's the best one of the three.
Oh, hands down.
Yeah, then the first one is fucking amazing. Second one was good.
I actually don't like the second one that much. Yeah, I think they could have done better.
Third one's the best.
I can't. I don't want to give away any spoilers, but
I think we should. Okay,
then I'm not going to say anything. But holy shit!
Answer this question because she asked me. She's like, "Is it okay for the boys?" I'm like,
"Oh yeah, for sure it is."
There's a couple of gnarly parts, like when Raccoon goes
fuck the one time. That was pretty sweet.
That was perfect. I had heard rumors that there. The MCU's dropping the first F-bomb.
And I'm like, not really.
Yeah, but no, because it was used in context, and it was literally warranted. It was literally warranted. Like, 100%, that's the only way you can utter that phrase.
I think my theory is that it wasn't in the script, and that he just said that, mm-hmm. but it was so good that they kept it. That's what I think happened.
Jacob came to see it with us.
And what's not kid-appropriate about it?
There's some pretty gnarly aliens in there. Especially for
aliens.
The 8-year-old?
Nine-year-old.
Yeah, my 9-year-old saw
He's
it.
He's 9.
Yeah,
he
loved it.
And you took your daughter?
Jen? Yeah, oh yeah.
So the same age group.
All right, go for it then. Like, listen, I just thought there was a couple gnarly scenes.
Have they seen the first and the second one?
Yeah, yeah. And No, they haven't actually.
Really?
No.
But they saw Panda, Ragdoll.
Yeah, so they'll be fine.
Yeah. We watched the second one when I was in Mexico.
Did you?
Yeah.
With the kids?
Yeah, I don't know if they were there or not.
The thing I said...
I was drunk. What the fuck do I remember?
The way I explained it to Angus was, I said, listen, I said, it's not that there's anything that's going to be inappropriate. I said, it's just stuff you're not going to get yet. I guess it's just like the way it's written more the same way the comic was. It was written for a teenager. That's why I didn't read it when I was a kid, because it was just a little too old for me. It didn't land with me.
I don't know. I think they should watch it.
All right.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, tell them to watch the first and second one then so they can catch up.
Okay.
But holy shit, get ready to shed some tears.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like more than once.
Yeah, yeah.
I still felt
more than that concert you and I went to?
Oh,
I didn't cry more than that.
City and Color.
That was a different, I was in a different stage of life too, but.
But more than those tears that were shed in that building?
You will cry more than the house cried yesterday.
You'll cry for sure, though. Like, no question.
I could use a good cry.
There you go. It's so good. Okay. Fuck, is it good.
Okay, well, if you guys think I should be able to take the kids to it, then
yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Why not give it a go?
And then the other day...
If these guys say so, then yeah, go for it.
So apparently Rachel pops in on our podcast, listens to it once in a while. Because the other night I'm out, and she's texting me. She goes... What's that movie that Dave was talking about that you guys were making fun of him for?
Oh, Dune.
On the last show. So Dune, I don't know that, whatever. But I'm like, oh, it was Dune. And so I got home Saturday night and we're like, all right, let's watch it. So we started watching it. I got halfway through. I'm going to finish it, but it got pretty late.
Oh, so you only shut it down because it's late now because you were bored?
No, it was good.
Right?
It's a little slow. Good.
But beautiful.
But it was good.
But what a beautifully fucking shot
movie. I almost shut it off.
Why?
And wanted to kill myself.
Why?
Because I didn't realize there's bagpipes in the future.
That's the only instrument that survived.
Of all the instruments to survive, the bagpipes did.
Twinkies, cockroaches, and bagpipes.
Fucking, I saw that. I heard that shit, and I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. It's 25-something. Wasn't it 25?
10,000-something.
Or 10,000-something?
Oh,
fuck you,
God,
bagpipes.
I completely forgot to make that connection. That's even funnier.
Oh, my God. I almost turned it. I was like, if those bagpipes show up again, this is it. We're done.
It's so funny how, like, different people pick up on different things, eh?
Totally.
Like, yeah, I totally missed it.
Oh, yeah, actually, you can miss bagpipes, the most annoying instrument on the planet.
I love bagpipes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you guys serious?
Actually, this was, I don't love them. I like them.
We had a party when I lived at our old house. It was a little side-by-side, you know, 1,000 square feet. My buddy showed up with bagpipes, you know, because he was doing something with them beforehand. And then I was like, it was 4 a.m. I'm like, dude, fire it up. He's like, all right. So inside the house. And this is a side-by-side, right?
Let's go.
Oh, my
neighbor,
God.
Luckily, my neighbor was cool. And he's like, yeah, so it got pretty loud. Did you have a show or something? Because I heard some loud music. I'm like, yeah, those were bagpipes.
Just the worst fucking instrument. Oh, it's terrible.
It's awesome.
Tell me Jonathan Davis from Korn didn't incorporate them really well.
Fuck, bagpipes originated in Sudbury, Ontario. I swear to God.
By the French, right?
Oh, yeah. By the French. The French. They're not Scottish. They're French, and they started in Sudbury. Just the shittiest fucking instrument. Ugh.
Oh,
but
man.
I agree with you, Dave. Korn.
Don't put bagpipes in a movie 10,000 years from now or whatever the fuck it is.
That was awesome.
Fuck off.
I did appreciate that. Yeah. I was kind of disappointed. I'm like, you think you could have come up with something a little more futuristic, but I was still happy to see them.
Ugh.
Yeah. Good movie, though.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, I'm halfway through. I'm going to finish it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah,
I watched it last week, actually, too, after we talked about it. And it took me a while to like understand who is who.
Right.
Which
nation. There's a lot going on.
Just
there.
Because it's something that you don't know, right? So you have to pay attention to which nation is what.
Right. Exactly. And yeah. Well, once you get that figured out, that is pretty fucking cool. And those awesome. Witches. Did the wife like those witches?
Which ones are the witches?
The ones that, like, remember when he first comes into that room and she's like, "Come here."
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, she was awesome. Yeah.
How dare you use the voice with me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see where that goes.
Yeah. Right.
Because I feel like it's building up to something.
Oh yeah.
I hope it is.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's a little slow.
More bagpipes. Oh.
It's building up to me turning it off is what it's doing.
That giant fucking sandworm was pretty cool, though.
Yeah, that was kind of neat.
Yeah.
That sounds like Tremors.
Kind of. Yeah, think
that
Tremors.
That movie's awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
So good.
Kevin Bacon.
McIntyre?
Greatest superhero in the world. Kevin Bacon. Danced and saved an entire planet.
You ever see that Christmas special? That they did for...
Tell me you watched the Christmas special, the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special.
No.
Oh, you should have seen that one before you saw the third one. Yeah, that's in the timeline. That's when we find out that the certain somebody has a sibling.
What?
Yeah, because at the beginning of Guardians 3, they mention that blah, blah, blah is related to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That gets explained in the Christmas special.
It's like 20 minutes, Jags. You should watch
it. I'll throw it on. Yeah, I'll throw it on and watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
It was a good movie. Overall, great
movie. Yeah, I agree. Actually, you know what it did do is it restored my faith in the MCU moving forward with this phase of movies, because Ant-Man was meh. Thor was meh.
Oh, which
Thor's
one?
Pretty good.
Love and Thunder.
I like Thor.
It. Yeah, it's all
right. I really enjoyed it.
I'll tell you what
it's
I didn't like.
It's better than anything DC does.
Yeah,
I saw a preview for Blue something, Blue Beetle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, eat shit. Yeah. What the fuck is that? Blue Beetle. They're coming out with Guardians 3, and they're the people behind Iron Man and shit.
Yeah.
Blue Beetle.
I'm the Blue Beetle.
Man, fuck you. And then they had like this other, they had this other preview with or maybe that was Blue Beetle. I don't know. Batman was in it, and Michael Keaton.
Oh, the Flash.
Ugh, yeah. That looked like shit too. What the fuck are they doing with those movies? They look like ass.
They're trying to bring in what MCU did, right? Like bringing in all the
Blue Beetle. That's worse than Ant-Man.
But here's the good news. So all these things that you're seeing now, that's pre Gunn, James Gunn, who did the Guardians movies.
Yeah.
So he's now the Kevin Feige. He's the head of DC. So he's starting from scratch, and he's like, fuck
Is he done
this.
With Marvel?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Way too bad.
That movie was incredible.
Yeah. All those actors aren't signing on, like all the ones that have done.
Everyone that works for James Gunn loves James Gunn and would go anywhere James Gunn goes. So I promise you, you'll see a few people pop up from those Guardians movies in the DC universe.
A lot of them said, like, I'm done. Like Scarlett Johansson, I'm done. Zoe, done. Like so many people are just like,
oh, really?
Movie, I'm not doing it again. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll end up in Blue Beetle 2. Piece of shit.
We can only hope.
The Flash looked like shit, too.
I'm probably gonna go see that one.
Why do you have Michael Keaton?
Because
just leave him. Get rid of him.
Because they want to do that. They're like, oh, MCU did the time travel thing. Let's do the time travel thing.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, it went great.
Did you ever watch the Flash show?
No, I didn't watch it. No.
Yeah, it was all right. So they touched on the time travel there too. So.
I did see the clips. Yeah, who did they bring in for that? Was it? Yeah, it was Michael Keaton, I think, in that flashback. So yeah, they're trying to get. That's the one thing. And again, I've said this numerous times, but it reminds me so much of the '90s. DC always had the cooler characters. They had Batman, they had Superman, like they had some fucking iconic characters, but MCU were just better storytellers.
Superman stinks.
Oh, Superman's awesome.
You know what Superman is?
Right.
He's the Spider-Man of DC.
Why?
He's boring.
No, he's great.
Yeah, nah, he sucks.
He's like Iron Man.
Well, like, see, the thing that Stan Lee said that the issue that he has with Superman is that he's infallible. Because all the characters in Marvel, I mean, they have a, you know, there's a human element to them. He goes, Superman's an alien. Outside of, you know, Kryptonite, he's fucking indestructible.
Yeah,
true. There's nothing really cool about that.
No, he's boring. Yeah. It's a boring fucking superhero.
Clark Kent's boring.
Clark Kent's even more boring.
You just don't like him because he doesn't have like a bit of a dark side.
I like Batman. Batman's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like
the last Batman was good.
Oh yeah.
I didn't see which one.
Pattinson.
I haven't seen that one.
The Batman. Yes.
And I didn't see see the Ben Affleck one either.
No, there's a few.
But I don't think I can watch Ben Affleck as Batman.
He wasn't bad.
Yeah, I think Ben Affleck played a better Bruce Wayne than Batman.
Then which Batman?
Like in that same movie.
With Pattinson.
I think
with
as a character, yeah. As a Bruce Wayne was better than playing Batman.
Yeah, I thought Christian Bale was the best.
Oh, he was so good.
I just hated his Batman voice.
Yeah.
I think that was
swear to me.
Yeah, it's a little.
I'm not wearing hockey pads.
Yeah, I haven't seen the Batman yet.
That's good.
I should watch it. I like Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, he's really good.
That was good, yeah.
He went from sparkly vampire to the fucking bat. It's pretty cool, yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. How's the spider doing there, Candace Ray?
I haven't seen it pop its little legs or anything out of the corner. So
well, that's
I'm pretty
good.
Happy about
there you
that.
Go.
But I don't know because next week I have to come back in here. And if I think that is what I think it is, which is a spider egg, I got to figure it out. Or next time I'm doing a whole show with thousands of tarantulas.
You can't see him because you're looking the wrong way. He's actually behind you.
Yeah. He's been behind you the whole show.
The whole studio. Dave's going to come back to it. Just, you know, one of those thrasher rooms where people go in with like a.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be just destroyed.
Just destroy the shit out of the room.
Do we have any of those rooms in Winnipeg?
You should. I think that if there's not one, I would pony up some shit that you could break.
Just go to the dump. Dump's fun. That's why I love going to the dump.
Hey, you might find a body.
Yeah, right.
Or 10.
Got 183 million in your back pocket.
We'll
touch on that another day. Listen, Candace Ray, I say this to you more often than not before we get off the phone together, but is there anything on my end or our end collectively that we can do to just to kind of alleviate a little bit of this pressure that you're under?
We'll try that.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what, Dave?
What?
We got meat.
Oh yeah.
One of our lovely listeners gave me a whole bunch of deer meat today.
What?
Yeah, I went and picked it up.
What?
I jammed my scooter full of meat.
I was going to say, where the fuck is it? How did you get it?
He texted me like, come outside, bring him shopping back. I'm like, what the fuck? And maybe he wanted to text Rachel or like, you know, I don't know. Like, I'm like, and then again, like he shows up like, yeah, bring it back. I'm like, what the hell do you have? He says, just come on outside. And yeah, sure enough, opens up the scooter and it's packed with meat.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Got a shitload of deer meat.
Fuck yeah.
Remember Sheldon?
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave me a shitload of deer meat.
Fuck yeah. We were supposed to go hunting with him.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's
awesome. That's
awesome.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch, so we're going to split it up.
Fuck yeah.
There's like backstrap and steaks and breakfast sausages.
Do you guys like deer meat that much?
Wait. I like deer meat.
Wait.
You know what I like more than deer meat? Free meat.
Yeah.
He gave up the backstraps for us?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
should make,
huge.
I should make deer goulash.
Yeah? Can you do that?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Does goulash have beets in it?
Oh, I love beets.
No.
Oh, I love beets. No.
Beets are so good.
Mm.
What am I thinking about?
I'll give up my portion if you want to throw it in a goulash. I'd be fucking stoked on that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I can't eat goulash.
Why not?
We're on the reset.
Yeah, but we'll make it for after.
Yeah.
The whole point of him giving us all this meat was for the support the next 2 weeks.
Okay, well, then let's eat all this and then
we'll
get some more. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Fuck yeah. There we go. Sheldon, let's go.
he just came.
Maybe buy it from him next time.
I tried. He
we're
said
running
he,
low already.
I tried to pay him for it, and he said, I'm not allowed to. He said, like, you're not allowed to sell.
No, yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Okay. So I sucked his dick in the parking lot at his job.
Yeah. That's good.
I propped him up against the scooter and took a round out of him.
You played bagpipes.
Yeah.
Wait. What do you mean you can't sell meat?
You're not allowed to sell meat.
Then you become liable.
You can't sell meat to another person.
Yeah.
Unless that meat stays attached to their body, if you know what I mean.
Even then.
You can't do that either.
So
yeah,
you
no,
have to
you
be
can't.
A business. Like, yeah. So you have chickens in your backyard.
You can't
you
sell
handle
the eggs.
Your chickens. You can't sell them.
No, the government's got a monopoly on that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, same government that has people dump out all their milk. Oh, years ago, decades ago.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of...
Which seems ridiculous to me.
Yeah, well...
If you go hunting, you kill something, and if you're Sheldon, you have sex with it after you kill it, and then you butcher it, wash the jizz out, package it...
Disgusting.
And then... I'm trying to tell a story. And then... What? And then...
Does this end with Epstein again?
If you want to sell it to... No, this is... No. If you want to sell it to me... You should be allowed to do that. You put in the work. I'll give you the money. Yeah. It's a exchange of goods for money. That's how our economy works.
Is it because they thought you could sue somebody? Somebody could like say you take it, you get sick, you get food poisoning or something. Is it because of that? Is it a legal thing? Like, I don't understand why you can't purchase it from somebody.
I don't either. I don't know.
I know. It's kind of fucked because you have to pay for your license, the hunting license. You have to pay for
like
everything.
He killed it legally, I would assume.
Mm.
I don't know about the sex part, but...
Oh, this is.
Could you do that with fish?
This is probably.
No, you can't sell fish to people.
You
either.
Have to be licensed fishermen.
Yeah. Squirrel's totally okay, though.
Oh, good. Those fuzzy tails are delicious.
Hey, listen, before we wrap the show, I got to tell you the story about what happened to me.
I tried to wrap the show twice, and we keep just
I know.
Sidelining.
I'm going to tell you something that happened to me at the tattoo show over the weekend, and I wrote it down because it was fucking ridiculous. And I wrote it down because there's a very big word in here that I actually had to look up after she told me. So. I'm seeing the Winnipeg Tattoo Show, right?
Yeah.
And I'm talking. I'm just doing announcements like, hey, don't forget to check out booth 243. Don't forget we have this coming up later. Don't forget, you know, this is how it works if you don't have an appointment, blah, 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 blah. Just a mouthpiece. A lot of times I was even sitting backstage. I'm like, oh, I'm much more comfortable not staring at people when I do this. So I'm up at the podium at one point. I'm kind of flipping through my notes. And Chris Hofer was my co-MC. We kind of tag teamed the whole thing. And this lady comes up to me. She's like, hi, excuse me, are you the MC? And I said, yeah. And she goes, can you please turn down the audio? The frequency of your voice is below 110 hertz. And it's too loud over the speakers, and it's going to do damage to people's ears.
Wow!
And I kind of smirked a little bit.
What?
And I was like, you seem to know a lot about audio. And she goes, and this is the word. She goes, I'm an otolaryngologist. And that's I looked that up. I was like an ear, nose, and throat. That's the actual name of it.
Okay.
And she goes, the audio level needs to come down for people's safety. I said, that's an ear doctor, I'm assuming. And she says, yeah. And then she wanted to explain to me that because of my profession and the amount that I use my headphones and, you know, my hurts going into my ears so much, I'm probably going to be deaf by the time I'm 50. And I said to her, I said, don't you fucking lie to me. Women can't become doctors.
Oh, yes.
So this is a joke?
Yes.
Oh.
This is like in, you see, ever watched...
Is this a thing we're doing now on the show?
you ever watched F is for Family?
Yes.
So you guys like, what are you? I'm a vampire astronaut. Honey, there's no women astronauts.
You guys are dicks.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Man, that whole time I was like, you had me, so that's good.
Oh, me too.
But that whole time I'm just thinking, oh, how many rude things am I going to say when he's done talking? Like, I was just starting to build my library of things, and I'm like...
Oh, man, you're like a whole city is just getting skewered.
I just had so many awful things to say about that fake woman. Well, that fake woman's a stupid fucking cunt, that's what I'll tell you.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Fuck.
Is that your revenge on me for the DJ Blitz story?
The way that came about is there was a duo that was up on stage performing. They're called Monsters of Schlock. These are the guys that, you know, staple shit to themselves and pull pails and cinder blocks at their eyelids and just fucking nuts. Mm. And they come off as the bad guys. And you can tell they've done big shows from across the world. They were actually on AGT at one point. And he told a version of that joke. And I'm like, oh, I know how I can spin that. And I knew I was taking it on the show, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. All right. Love you, Candace Ray. Good luck with the spider.
Oh, thanks, guys.
And make sure that the smell of cat piss is gone by the time I get back. Thank you.
Oh, if you could just go ahead and deal with that.
Yeah. Do me a favor, Jags. Tommy, reach over. It's a full-on dick punch.
Big old,
ooh. I'll just throw something at him.
We call that the Slovakian hug.
Yeah. Ends with a kiss.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.
Do you like it? Have you actually taken
Can we take a break? That's the hook going into music news here.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about the scoot scoot. The boot scoot and boogie.
Scoot scoot and
the
boogie.
The scoot scoot.
Oh. Is it moving? You're looking at it.
I just saw little legs. So crazy. I know.
Fuck.
Tommy, did I tell you guys this? I mean, no, we're off here, but did I tell you guys that there was also my neighbor had a boa constrictor?
Oh, I saw the pictures. That was fucking crazy. Nice.
Yeah.
And what I've been told is I have to check my car now. Every time I go in the car at this time of year, you have to check underneath your car. You should be checking because they like to climb into the
engine. They'll go underneath. They'll go in the engine compartment.
Yeah, I kind of like living in Winnipeg.
I mean, I don't
There's geese here.
I don't
flying.
Like mosquitoes, and yeah, I'm not a big fan of geese. Yeah. But you know, other than that, ticks are bad.
Yeah.